Can't wait for tomorrow.
Man, tomorrow's going to be fire.
It'll be a blast.
Looking at some of these, if I get the real list, I almost want to do some odds of the drop that I think will win.
I'll take side bets tomorrow. Okay. I'm happy to do that. Let's get into our quarterback symposium. So we've got a couple of things planned for you this week. We are going to do the rivalry summit later in the week. But ESPN, part of their kind of off-season car wash, they spent the whole day yesterday, every television show they had, bickering about quarterback rankings. So I figured what better day for us to step in than now. Because in this city, I think you have a polarizing quarterback, both within the fan base, right? Some people chanting his name at a grocery store. Other people are in their constant pursuit of replacing him with Hendon Hooker. They had executives, coaches, and scouts rank the top 10 quarterbacks. So here's what I wanted to do before we even start naming QBs, getting your submissions, arguing about things, etc. Rico, I wanted to establish the ground rules. And I want to see what you agree with and what you don't. And this will give people a guide, because I think rankings are only as good if you know what exactly you're ranking.
Making it more apples to apples.
Yes. So I have three criteria. And you tell me if you buy, and David, Kenny, please participate, whether you buy one of them, two of them, all of them, or none of them.
Okay.
Your prerogative. We're going to hash this out.
Okay.
One. How much of the player's ranking or greatness or ability to be on this list is their ability versus their supporting cast? Example, Nick Sirianni got angry yesterday because the conversation was about how the Eagles carried Jalen Hurts to a Super Bowl. He found it to be ridiculous. I think it's debatable. How much is you the player? Do you elevate what's around you more than what's around you elevating you?
Correct.
It's never mutually exclusive. Every quarterback who's going to be in the top 10 is going to have a good supporting cast. Fair?
Yes.
So it's about 51%, 49%.
So are they winning with you or are they winning because of you?
There you go.
Gotcha.
Two, ask yourself the question when we begin ranking them, because there will come a point in the list where you will say no to this. Can I win a Super Bowl with them? Not playoff games, not divisional championships, not an appearance. Can I win a Super Bowl with this player?
Okay.
Three, to be in the top 10, I think it's mandatory. You outweigh your supporting cast. Now, if we get to a point where you believe none of the quarterbacks are better than the cast, at that point, you begin ranking the rest. There will be best and rest.
So outweighing your supporting cast, meaning you're better than everybody else.
That what you said, they're winning more because of you than with you. If that balance of justice tilts that the cast elevates the quarterback more than the quarterback elevates the cast, that immediately has to go beneath the quarterbacks, who are the inverse.
Okay.
That's how I see it. I want your thoughts, David's and Kenny's, because before we get willy-nilly, let's have the conversation. Before I give you what ESPN, according to the executives, I think it's important to have our conversation and our process.
Okay.
And it's fun. Like, this isn't like, you know, we're not curing cancer here. What do you make of those three before I get to David and Kenny?
I like the three. The third one's going to be a little bit difficult because the quarterback, I think everybody's going to be outweighed by their supporting cast, because if you're the main source of offense, you're probably on a bad, you're Caleb Williams. You're on a bad team. Because you don't have anything around you.
All right, ask yourself this question. Here's case in point. Josh Allen. They win, and Josh Allen makes his cast better.
Okay.
The cast doesn't make him better. That's how I see it. Josh Allen has that check mark. Lamar Jackson, for all of my slander, Lamar greater than pieces. Just not in the playoffs.
Okay.
Versus a guy like Goff. I hate to tell you, supporting cast outweighs him. So look,
I would add big play ability. Like, can this quarterback give you that big play, whether it's third and 20 or it's, you know, you're in that final 30 seconds of a game?
We're going to call it BPA, big play ability.
Yeah.
How about this? The ability to break a defense.
Yes.
The invaluable trait that on a 3rd and 8, when the play seems dead and you're under duress, that, like, Patrick Mahomes is the king of escapability. Mm-hmm. He don't look fast. He don't even run fast. But he's fast enough to get where he's got to go. Right. And
first down.
He has big play ability.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be the fourth criteria. David, Kenny, what's your view on this?
Well, I like the first three. I am glad you added the big playability, Rico, because I was also thinking of that. You know, the quarterback that can, you know, we talked about it yesterday, Michael Vick making that play, you know, running all the way down the field to win that game in overtime. Big playability factors in the quarterback to me. Can you make that play? And I love your addition to that. Everything else makes total sense to me.
So you're in on this, Kenny?
I'm all in.
Do you like this criteria?
I like the criteria. My only question is, do we have an option for a nothing? Like, I look at a quarterback like Dak Prescott, and I'm thinking to myself, he's not a particularly good quarterback in my eyes. He doesn't have a particularly good surrounding cast, so nothing.
Well, he wouldn't be on the list.
Right, right. No, I guess I'm looking at quarterbacks that wouldn't fit the criteria.
I was about to say,
to narrow down this criteria. Otherwise, I think this criteria is perfect.
Do you, or if you want to do a fifth, and if you could do the one-for-one trade and trade your quarterback for this quarterback, would you take that trade?
Wow. I do think when we rank, we're going to have to get into that.
So I think, but you know what? That is going to be probably part of the thing. But yeah.
That,
forget the salary cap, forget the money. If you could just do a straight up, you can have this guy, we'll take your guy.
And I think when you're doing this, it's not about starting a franchise. It's not about, well, Caleb's on a rookie deal and this guy makes $55 million. No.
I'm glad you said that.
We're talking about right now, David. Yeah. I got to win a game week one. Who's on that list? And that's, look, we're going to find our top 10. And I think, look, at least the way I've looked at this topic, I think there's going to be some hard decisions that have to get made, and the listener is going to play a huge role in that. Because, look, by the criteria I've set up, I don't see a world where Jared Goff could be higher than 8 or 9, if he's on the list at all. Right. But I think it's important because the true greatness of a quarterback, I have always believed, when you looked at Tom Brady made that supporting cast better. He's out there with David Patton. You know, Peyton Manning, for all the slander he took, he had Blair White the dentist, Jacob Tammy. He did have some good players. Let's not get it twisted. But they were able to elevate what's around them.
No.
More than what's around them elevated. So that has always mattered to me. So what I want to do is this. We'll throw the phone number out. We're going to get to business. We're going to start naming some quarterbacks in this top 10. What I want to do is, in real time, guys, your feedback. You like or don't like what you're hearing. You have a name that you demand is on this list. We need to figure out if Goff is going to make our list. 248-539-9797. So we can get into that next. 97.1.